the team has just come out with their report and the things that we are moving out on. So I'm going to give you a list of items, and this is actually an extract from a 100-page briefing. So you can tell the amount of suggestions and recommendations this team came out with, because we told them, leave no rock unturned. Get rid of desk-side printers. Why does somebody need a desk-side printer? Move to multifunction devices. Use that copy or fax machine as your printer. So get away from the things that cost you money. You can't have a laptop and a desktop, right? So get to efficiency, got one or the other. Reevaluate who needs a mobile device. It shouldn't be a convenience. It needs to be there for mission delivery, because one of the largest unconstrained costs that CIOs are faced with is their comm costs. So how do you get your arms around that? Look at your contracts. Consolidate them. So we're working on a couple of enterprise contracts to reduce our prices down. Virtualization. You don't need a server for every application. Figure out how to use the technology to bring it down. We're reviewing every one of our contracts. We're looking at what our spend was last year, what our spend was the year before, what are folks projecting, and then asking why. Why is it costing that much? What are we getting for it? So we don't accept the amount you spent last year as a given to be the amount you spend this year. We challenge every dollar to make sure those resources are applied to the greatest value to the veteran.
So that's about five or six, or that's about seven of them, and you said a 100-page briefing. What happens next to the Ruthless Reduction Task Force recommendations? Do you and Roger and the senior management team approve some of them? Do you start implementing?
We've actually already started moving out on some of them, but effectively what we do now is we take this great concept and we operationalize it. Again, my day-to-day job is how do you take these great ideas and make them a reality? So you go through and say, okay, this thing about multifunction devices, great idea, how do you do it, right? So working with the acquisition folks to make sure we don't buy those printers unless there's a clear mission need for them. Otherwise, everything moves to a multifunction device. So working with the acquisition organization, working with the folks who need to write the policy to write it, staff it, put it through the governance process, and make it a reality. So it's more than just a brief with a lot of great ideas. Every one of these turns into, okay, yep, we're going to do that one. Who has the lead? What are the steps? What are your dates? Now, let's talk about it every month. Where are you on meeting your commitments? So it's a lot of focus on outcomes, commitments, and measuring and constantly interrogating. Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Why not? Let's keep moving. What do you need from me?
So which ones go first? Because obviously there's certain ones are easy, like getting rid of desk-side printers. Maybe some of them like laptops and desktops, that's easy to do. But other ones are more difficult, like the mobile device one or maybe even enterprise contracts. So which ones are you moving out on first? Which ones do you see coming down the road in the next, you know, 3, 6, 9 months?
Actually, the ones that you mentioned are not the easy ones. Folks look at, hey, I've got a desk-side printer, right? It's special, and I'm special, and therefore I need to keep it. So those are the ones that start the cultural change. They seem easy on the surface, but getting folks to walk away from, step back and think this through. What are you really getting for that? Is it a prestige, or is it a mission need? And so when you get into that conversation, everybody understands shared sacrifice is necessary for us as we go forward. Things that you've counted on in the past as a given aren't necessarily needed, right? We need to be truly thinking about how do we squeeze the most outcome out of every dollar we get. So it's a lot of conversation, it's a lot of consultation, and sometimes it's a decision by fiat. Again, with the support of the leadership, we're not talking about this anymore, folks. This is costing us a lot of money, whether in the IT account or in the other accounts. Let's get away from this. Let's do a better utilization of these resources.
And then from some of the other ideas that came out from this, what's the next steps? Do you foresee moving on to, obviously, virtualization, something we see a lot on with data center consolidation, enterprise contracts?
Yep. All in parallel. I mean, one of the ones that surprised us in terms of what the return on it was is many organizations have their own relationship with a telco provider. And what you find is there's an overhead for every single contract that you have with every single provider. And if you go do your search and you say, okay, how many contracts do I have with provider A? You'll find there are multiples. And if you basically go to provider A and say, hey, we're going to do a single contract, you can drive your prices down 10 to 15% based upon how many you had. So we've already moved out on that, regionalizing all our different relationships with our telco providers so we don't have multiples with people having to manage the bills. You reduce it down to it's one. And now you can start asking, wait a minute, why is there a disparate usage of this device? Why is the ratio 1 to 5 here and 1 to 20 over there, and they basically do the same thing? What's the right number? So pulling it together gets you a saving from the vendor because their overhead just went down, and it also allows you to start making some decisions in terms of what's the appropriate mix of that tool being used in the environment.
And then do you have an estimate in terms of all these recommendations? Is there estimated to save 10 million, 20 million over, you know, 5 years?
There are estimates, and we actually look them as offsets, because what's happening is by us being able to draw the cost per unit down, it allows us to apply the resources in other areas to make sure we're bringing more things on. So usually there's a switch off between I'm paying an awful lot for these basic services. If I can reduce what I'm paying for those basic services, there's a couple of places where we need to do more, right? We need to be able to use more capability and more functionality. We can do that in the same base budget without having to go back and ask for additional resources.
Do you have a number you could maybe give me?
I would say we're sitting, our starting point is around 50 million is what we've seen from 11 to 12. But again, those are early days into it, and it's something we report out to OMB, and I think all agencies are reporting out to OMB in terms of what their acquisition savings and efficiencies are.